Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of the Insanity Room. I'm your host, T. Insane. Today's episode topic hits close to me. It's relationships. Now, as y'all know, I'm married. I've been married for the last 20 years. And everything in the marriage ain't peaches and cream. You know, but that's to be expected. No relationship is peaches and cream. But in a relationship, there are certain things that you're not supposed to do to each other. You know, if you love somebody, you don't never want to see them hurt. You don't want to see them do bad. You don't want to see them, you know, in a bad situation, whether you're mad or not. You know, that's just love for you. But in some situations, people tend to want to punish you when they get upset. You know, and is that showing true love? Because if someone loves you truly, they wouldn't want to see you in no kind of pain. But once they're in pain and they feel like they want you to be in pain, is that right? Which I don't think so. But you can't judge nobody off of how they love. And see, that's the misconception. You know, oh, you don't love me right. You don't love me right. No, they love how they know how to love. And maybe the way they love you is not right for you. You know what I'm saying? And I can understand that and I can dig that. But this is the problem. When the way you love a person is conflicting on the way they're feeling about being loved, then that becomes a problem. You know, like, I love you the best way I can, but you're feeling like I don't love you enough. So therein lies the problem. You know, don't nobody force change on anyone. And if you force change on someone, they're going to resent you for it. So when it comes down to being loved, you have to love a person for who they are. You have to love a person for what they are. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, it's a lot of people out here that confuse love with sacrifice and confuse love for who they want to be or who they want you to be. Now, in my situation, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but I'm saying it now on my podcast. Me and my wife then separated. And, you know, it was all of a sudden thing. And I think because people, emotions go different ways, that things don't turn out the way they wanted to turn out. You know, and I'm not going to lie, my emotions got the best of me because the situation was petty. But I learned a lot about myself and about my spouse. You know, not saying I don't know nothing about her. I've been married to her for 20 years. I know everything about her, and I love her to death. You know, she's my wife. We're not divorced yet. But in the situation that we're in, a lot of things have to change. And over the course of 20 years, some things change and some things haven't. Now, the things that haven't changed are the major things that I can't deal with. And therein lies our separation. You know, and maybe I do things to make you feel a certain way towards me. That's the same way you do things to make the person feel a certain way towards you. But if you love a person, hurting them is not on your mind. Hurting them is not what you want to do. But it tends to be the solution to all the problems that people have. Oh, you made me feel this way, so I'm going to make you feel that way. If you don't like that feeling, why project it on somebody else, especially somebody that you're supposed to love? You know, now if we sit down and we have conversations on how I feel and how you feel, that right there is supposed to spark a change. You're supposed to be like, well, okay, you told me how you feel about certain things, so I'm going to do this way because you feel that way. And that's love. But if things don't change because we didn't have a conversation about it deeply and you don't want to change those things, it's going to be a problem. And that problem is a problem that's going to exacerbate because you feel like somebody's trying to change you. You know, it's not about somebody changing you. It's about you acknowledging how you make a person feel and doing a change upon yourself. And once that get done, maybe the relationship will change. So you don't ask a person to change. you find out what you're doing to upset them or to make them feel a certain way, and you change some of the things you do, and maybe that'll change certain things that they do. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm going to pause, get into a quick commercial break, and I'll be back in a minute.
And still wishing for my guardian angel. Cause my soul's lost, my heart missing, my head gone. Stab me in my back, I treated them right, now I'm dead wrong. Damn, what did I do to deserve this? Motherfuckers just wanna see me hurt on purpose. Yeah, I signed my name in cursive on that contract to see act when the murder this murk shit. Do unto others as you want others to do to you. Found out that shit wasn't true, it's cool. Feeling mutual, everybody ain't with you for the long call. You gon' lose a few, so keep your house clean, grass cut, watch how you're moving through. I thought they knew, I'm forever criminal. Looking up to the sky, wishing I could see my niggas. Oh, when my nigga died, I died too, since I've been living no more. You was my right hand, stayed 100 and kept it thorough. Damn, my head's falling, gotta keep it level. Steady fighting my mental every day. Running from these devils, saw a shooting star, made a wish. I just wish it come through. This shit's a myth, but wishes is blowing out birthday candles. Many nights laying down, thinking about my little ones, wishing I could make it out of this bitch with all my real ones. Cause I swear I never return. Feeling like I should gotta let it burn. Too much money out till it be earned. Make it out together to die in it. When will we learn? Niggas get under my skin, bare like a rash, fucking ringworms. Still wish a nigga had a father. Wish my mom wasn't sick. Wish I could give her anything she wanna. Wish I can get along with my baby's mama. Wish that she don't stay mad. Wish we can put the past behind us. Wishing I could fix my family problems. Wishing I could come up on a plan to get us out this fucking bottom. Wish my kids know how I feel about them. Every day I'm missing them. Wishing that I don't have to live without them. They're the main reason I keep on climbing. Flesh in my flesh, yes, we forever bonded. Huh. I need a genie, but can't seem to find it. Riding solo so nobody else can see me crying. On this dark road, I need some guidance. And I don't wanna give up hope, so I keep on trying.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the second half of the show. And the touch upon basis about what I was saying about force and feelings in a relationship. That brings me to this common courtesy in a relationship. You know, a lot of people look at common courtesy as a man being weak or a woman being weak in a relationship. Common courtesy is the fact that I have, you know, the forethought to say, well, look, babe, I'll be back at this time. I'm going over here. You know, it's not, you know, saying that, oh, he got to tell his girl or she got to tell him. No, it's I'm married to this person. I want this person to know where I'm at in case anything happens to me. There's no ill will in this. I want you to know that we're straight. You know what I'm saying? And people depict that as being weak. People depict that as being, you know what I'm saying, henpecking. You got to check in and this and that. Yeah, a lot of single people will say that because they don't have to do that. But when you're in a relationship, certain things has to happen, you know, to give you insight on certain things happening in your relationship. Okay, for instance, if you getting ready to go out with your girls and you got a man, y'all married, not married, but y'all are living together as one. This is the thing. You're not just going to leave and not tell him where you're going. You're going to be like, big, well, me and the girls going to such and such club. Now, if you got ill intentions, you know what I'm saying, you're going to tell him one thing and do something else. But if you're using common courtesy in your relationship with no ill intentions, then that becomes a beautiful thing, because now you see, I care about you. I care. I want you to know where I'm at. I want you to trust in me. You know, and when you have that trust and you use that common courtesy, like for me, my wife, she would never have to open a door if I'm with her. Nah, that's my job. That's common courtesy as her husband. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things I do as a man to make sure she's good. You know what I'm saying? So all those little things help in our relationship. But when you force things on people, and you force people to change because you want them to be a certain way for you to be comfortable, that becomes a problem, because you're forcing them to be something that they're not. Like, you know, if you're outspoken and you speak what's on your mind, I can't come along and change that, because that's who you are, you know. And for me to tell you, man, you got to quit being like that, you got to quit being like that, that's what I'm changing about you, who you are. You know, essentially, that means you have to change to be with me, and it shouldn't be that way. You know what I'm saying? It should be, I love you. One of the reasons why I love you is because you're outspoken. You're not going to let nobody tell you no anything. You know what I'm saying? But that could also be a reason why a lot of things go wrong, because you're so outspoken. So God put me and you together so I can balance you. Not stopping you from being outspoken, but giving you the times to where it's appropriate to do that. Oh, no, now is not the time. If we're standing in front of judge and we're about to go in front of judge to do what we have to do in there, in control of a lot of things that's happening, now is not the time to be outspoken and speak what's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? Now is the time to, you know, let them say what they got to say, get through this situation, pay what you got to pay, and go on about your business. But if you be outspoken and you speak what's on your mind, sometimes things lead to different situations not being handled right. And I don't want to change you from you being who you are. So God put me and you together to balance each other. Just like with me, if there's something about me, because I'm hot-tempered and you're not hot-tempered, God put you with me to calm me down in certain situations. So that built character in your relationship. But the resentment come in when you try to force change on a person. And forcing change is one of the major problems that we have when it comes down to us living the life that we're living. I mean, being together, you know what I'm saying, as human beings, couples. You can't force change on a person, because when you do that, you force a person to stop being themselves. And they go to resent you for it. You know what I'm saying? And having common courtesy means I'm going to have the decency to know when you're being you and when you're not being you. So, you know, all that comes hand in hand. But you cannot force change on no one in a relationship. Change has to come within. If a person loves you, they're going to change certain things they do towards you that makes it make you irritate. And believe it or not, some of the things that you do towards a person, you don't even realize you do it because you're doing it. You've been doing it for so long. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people tend to convert to how they was treated in their childhood and treat people that way. Or you tend to guard up because you've been in relationships with people that inherited you a lot that you couldn't trust. So you give your trust to no one, and your definition of trust is different from someone else's definition of trust. You know what I'm saying? And you hear a lot of sayings, you know, relationships are built on trust. That's the foundation. And if you can't never trust anyone in a relationship to say, hey, maybe I'm thinking this way, but his actions are showing me that he's not, or her actions are showing me that she's not, and you overcome those issues. But if you never want to overcome those issues, and you always want to keep your walls up, whatever issues you have, if it's hurting you, if it's hurting your partner, and you know it's an issue that come up in each of your relationships, maybe it is an issue that you should work on if you love that person. But here's the problem. A lot of people, you're not changing who I am. No, not changing the essence of who you are. But if there's things that people cause you to do in your past relationships, whether it be with boyfriends, mamas, daddies, if those walls are built up because of things that other people done to you, it's not gonna be fair to the person that's trying to get close to your heart, because you're not gonna let them in. And if you're not willing to let them in, it's gonna create a problem with them, because now you're destroying them. Because this is, you look at it like this here, you got a wall up, and you give me the opportunity to break down at the wall. But every time I knock a brick out, you put another one up. Every time I, you know, mix up some cement to make it hard, you throw it away. So you knocking down everything that I'm building. You know what I'm saying? I put up a brick on this side, you take down a brick on that side. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want me to come all the way in. And that creates a problem for me, because if I'm wholeheartedly giving you me and you're not wholeheartedly accepting who I am, it's gonna be a problem. You know what I'm saying? And you're gonna see things and you're gonna be like, oh, my ex did this, or my mom did that, and I'm not letting nobody do this here to me. And it might not even be the case. You know what I'm saying? Coincidence happen in the world, but by us building walls, by us not being who we are, saying, you know, hey, I shouldn't be like this. I shouldn't make a person feel, you know, think this way or think that way about a person. Because I don't know what you're thinking about me in your head. No person knows what they're being thought about in another person's head. So when you talk to me and we have our conversations, you already have thoughts formulated in your head to me. Now, what are you going to say to me? Are you going to act on those thoughts? Are you going to come out with them? No. But in a relationship, those thoughts are supposed to be pleasant, because nobody's forcing nobody to change. Those thoughts are not pleasant because people trying to force change on people. Oh, I met her in the club, man, she go out too much. Well, first of all, when y'all met, you met her in the club. Y'all was going out, that was y'all thing. Now, you don't want to do it, and you want her to stop. Yeah, that's a problem. You know why it's a problem? Because she wasn't ready to stop. You was ready to stop. Now you don't want nobody to see her and stuff like that. So you're either going to force her to change, or she love you enough to say, well, hey, you know what? I don't want to stop going out to clubs, so maybe we can find something else to do. You know what I'm saying? Me and you. We can go do family things, concerts and stuff like that. And if that's a compromise and you're like, okay, yeah, I can do that, because I really don't want you to go to clubs. You know what I'm saying? I want us to slow down on the clubs and start doing the family thing. And if she's willing to compromise, you have to be willing to do the things. You know, not sacrifice her going out. And now all of a sudden, you don't want to go out. You don't want to go do the things that you promised her to do. That's going to change the relationship. You're not standing on your word. So you cannot force change in a relationship, but you have to be willing to change in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? And when I say willing to change, it's not forcing change on anyone to make them feel like they have to change. It's you. When you get into a discussion or argument, you really take and listen to the things that they're complaining about. And if you see legitimate reasons to change, you change. Give me a minute, I'll be right back. Now, with that being said, love is not something to be forced. Love is a feeling to behold. You know what I'm saying? It takes nothing to give love. You know, and this podcast, I hope it helped. I hope it uplifted you. I hope it gave you some insight on certain things. You know, this has been a crazy year for 2020. You got the coronavirus, you got race wars, you got police killing people. It's been a crazy year, you know, and they say the coronavirus broke up a lot of marriages, but I don't think it's the coronavirus with me. I don't think it was me and her being together in the house because of the virus, because our life never stopped. So, you know, the insight that I'm giving you is insight that I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? Not saying everything is somebody's fault in a relationship. Just saying this. When a relationship gets to a point to where two people can't agree and one of them moves away, it's time to sit down and hash out situation, especially if there's no infidelity involved, if it's nothing that you're fussing about them being with women. So it's a question of feelings. You know what I'm saying? How you treat me. A lot of people go, man, fuck that, I'm gonna do this and do that. No, if you truly love a person, and I'm talking real love, not fake love or putting on for somebody's love. If you truly love a person, you want them to be happy. You know, and the key is to balance the love you have for them and the love you have for yourself, because you can love a person to the point that, well, you're miserable trying to make them happy, and that's not a good life. So when life gets to that point to where you're miserable trying to make another person happy, you have to step back. You have to be like, you know what? Maybe I'm not the right person. And then when you do that, if a person loves you, they're gonna come to you and talk to you. Things are gonna be different. It's not gonna be a dry conversation. It is what it is, and it's gone. You don't show love through talking, you show love through action. And certain things show a person that you don't care. You know, and some of us, we fall harder than others. Some of us, you know, but when you get to a point to where you feel like, okay, this is not working, you have to give it some space, and then you have to work towards what you want. You either want it to work or you don't. So you would have to put it in perspective like that to each other. We either going to work on it and change the things that are making us be who we are, or we either going to, you know what I'm saying, do this here and be stuck at this point and back to this same point where we at again. I don't want to do that. So if we can't work on it, we might as well walk away and savage a friendship. But I hope this episode is helping you all in some way. You know what I'm saying? Real life experience, real life things. What I speak on is not what I've seen, but what I have been through. You know what I'm saying? I love my wife. I love my life. So everything that I'm saying is not pertaining to me, but it's coming from me, because I've been through those experiences, and I'm sharing the experience with you all, my listeners, on my podcast. You know what I'm saying? So this has been a special episode for me that I am dropping today. If you feel like you want to listen to it, you can listen to it. If not, that's fine with me. Also, I want you to remember, I have an online apparel store, Insanity Room Apparels. Insanity Room Apparels at Lunch. Not lunch like eating, but launchcart.store. You can go there and get, you know, some hashtag over gear. You can go there and get some of my one-of-a-kind gear. You can either message the show and I can tell you how to get in touch with me and I can make you some gear. But remember, it's Insanity Room Apparel at lunchcart.store. Insanity Room Apparel at lunchcart.store. So until next time, have Insanity Day. This has been T Insane for the Insanity Room Podcast.
Baby mama drama, she coming through this motherfucker acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Tell me really who you think is stanky ass is. I ain't got time for the baby mama drama. She coming through this motherfucker acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Tell me really who you think is stanky ass is. I ain't got time for the baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she mine. Why you wanna play with a nigga like me? Knowing damn well, girl, this how it gon' be. You be tryna push it, but girl, I know it's heavy. You be on that bullshit, girl, I call it petty. Knowing damn well, a nigga causing hell. So why you wanna fuck with a nigga like me? Girl, don't fuck with a nigga with his babies. Cause that type of shit'll make a nigga crazy. I ain't got time for baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Tell me really who you think is stanky ass is. I ain't got time for baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Really tell me who you think is stanky ass is.
I ain't got no baby mama, but I still don't want the drama. That's why I use a condom, these bitches don't play no games. That ain't my baby, don't give it my last name. Tryna make a quick dollar, but only gon' get some change. Bitches, you crazy, you know that ain't my baby. You tryna set me up, you know I'm coming up. Bitch, don't try your luck, cause you gon' get fucked over. Ain't no try support this dick. Look at her, now she sick.
She was all on the dick, now she head sick. She thought she had a lick, but got stuck with some dick. She mad cause she see her belly swole. She called me all kind of names. I'm steady fucking hoe. She played them peep on me, got me all on my toes. This baby mama drama is just some lava lava. Make you wanna hit her with a two-piece. But no baby mama mama, cause I don't need the drama drama.
Ain't got time for baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she running. This thing she bad. Tell me really who you think is stinky ass is.